Thank you for joining us for this special presentation of WCHV News and part of our September 11th 20th anniversary, really more the anniversary of WCHV as a news and talk outlet for Central Virginia. We picked up on this format in August of 2001, and within weeks, the Crucible began as the news became the most important thing for everyone as we came under attack by Osama bin Laden. So we're into our top 10.
The Homeland Security Act of 2002 takes the next critical steps in defending our country. The continuing threat of terrorism, the threat of mass murder on our own soil, will be met with a unified, effective response. Dozens of agencies charged with Homeland Security will now be located within one cabinet department with the mandate and legal authority to protect our people.
And this shows you the depth of field that the listening audience has. The number 9 biggest story by the listener's vote, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano's list of most likely domestic terror suspects, including conservatives and former military members. Just to coincide with a story which was lower down the list, the creation of the Tea Party movement. Number 8.
Today that she is considering the remarkable step of evacuating the remaining residents of New Orleans. A water main broke, leaving New Orleans without drinking water. And the flooding here is getting worse after waters from Lake Pontchartrain broke through a levee. And with much of New Orleans now underwater, authorities are focused on search and rescue before it's too late.
The devastation on the Gulf brought by Hurricane Katrina. Number 7.
That's the reaction out in Times Square. ABC News ready to project Barack Obama will be the next president of the United States.
If there's anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
The election of Barack Obama, President of the United States. This led to many things, and in off cases, the creation of the Tea Party, that Department of Homeland Security, could have all been added into what is the number 7 biggest news story of the last 20 years, Barack Obama winning the presidency. In at number 6.
More than 2 million Virginians have already voted in the 2020 election. That's almost 4 times the total number of early ballots cast in Virginia in 2016.
COVID-19 and election law. As the 2020 election was carried out in the midst of a pandemic and shutdowns, which had churches closed and ABC stores open, grocery stores open, but polling places not.
Christopher Piper of the Virginia Department of for Elections for an update. And Commissioner, we really appreciate you being here with us. I know this is an incredibly busy time. This just came in this morning. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot in Virginia has passed. But reportedly now, the state's election system is letting people apply for ballots regardless. Can you explain what's going on?
Sure. The law requires that anybody who wants to apply for a ballot, an absentee ballot up to a year in advance, has that opportunity. We have clear markings on the system that say that, you know, the ballot deadline for November 3rd has passed. So when they're applying for a ballot, they're applying for future elections.
45 days of voting and the election of Joe Biden president in and amongst what have still been argued and adjudicated as strange changes and unconstitutional changes in other states' election laws. In at number 5, as we get into the top 5, it is the Afghanistan war and the withdrawal of it.
My biggest worry is the impact this has on the real geopolitics of the world. I really don't want to see this inept withdrawal from Afghanistan trigger something much more serious with the Chinese or the Russians in Ukraine and Taiwan. That is my biggest anxiety right now.
Certainly it was not as high on the list until what many have called an awkward, if not ill-timed, ham-handed withdrawal from Afghanistan without notifying our allies. But up till that point, what had been America's longest war, 20 years in the conduct, in an effort to stabilize an area and, as President Bush said, to create a place where terrorism couldn't become the armies of these governments. So now into the top five. Number four, the pandemic caused by SARS-CoV-2.
The coronavirus officially hitting the U.S. Now to growing concerns about the deadly coronavirus officially hitting the U.S. Here's what we know. A Washington State resident fell ill after returning from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak began. Officials now say more than 400 people have been sickened and 9 people have died.
We continue to battle this. This is a story that hasn't even come close to its finish yet. But the SARS-CoV-2 impact on our economy, our way of life, and now most recently with the President of the United States saying,
"We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated."
When we come back, our top three stories of the last 20 years as voted by you in our 2420 collection on WCHV.